battling major blazes that burned dangerously close to properties overnight. Several homes are believed to have been destroyed in the Gosforth Mountain megafire near Sydney. It's threatening towns on the northern side of the Blue Mountains, including Mount Wilson, Mount Tomar and Bilpin. In the west, significant blazes are burning to the north and south of Perth, with one at emergency level in the Yanchep area. The cruise ship at the centre of the New Zealand volcano disaster has arrived back in Sydney this morning. These are live pictures we're showing you. Passengers from Ovation of the Seas were on White Island when the volcano erupted last week. So far, 16 people have been confirmed dead in the tragedy, but rescue teams are still working to retrieve the last two victims from the dangerous scene. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has clashed with Scotland's First Minister over independence. Nicola Sturgeon says her Scottish National Party's success in the British elections gives her a mandate for a second independence referendum. She's warned Mr. Johnson he cannot keep Scotland in the United Kingdom against the country's will. The federal government's mid-year budget update today is likely to contain bad news for workers, with wages growth again set to be downgraded. The update will take into account new spending on the aged care sector and recent increases in drought assistance. It's also expected to report lower than forecast wages growth.